శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫిఫ్త్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 9 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 15. ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ లాంగ్ శ్లోక్, సో ఐఎమ్ టోల్డ్ దట్ వి డు నాట్ రీడ్ ద సంస్కృత్, బట్ ఐల్ రీడ్ ది ఇంగ్లీష్ పోర్షన్. That is correct, no? It is 5, 9, 15. Is it correct? After this, all the thieves. 8:15. Yes. So he's put 9:15. Because I prepared for 5:8:15. Thank you. I thought, well, Krishna's mercy. Either way. So the shloka is Anandya Brashma Udvena Manana Nasta Dravina Eva Karpraha Sakarunam Ati Karma Sena Harina Kuntaya Viraha Viglaha Radayasu Santapaha తమ్ అవే నాసూన్ కేల కష్మలం మహద్ అభినంభిత ఇతి వచః. ఇఫ్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ కుడ్ నాట్ సీ ద డియర్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్. ఇఫ్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ కుడ్ నాట్ సీ ద డియర్, హిజ్ మైండ్ వుడ్ బి వెరీ అజిటేటెడ్. He would become like a miser who, having obtained some riches, had lost them and had then become very unhappy. When the deer was gone, he would be filled with anxiety and would lament due to separation. Thus, he would become illusioned and speak as follows. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If a poor man loses some money or gold, he at once becomes very agitated. Similarly, the mind of Maharaj Bharat would become agitated when he did not see the deer. This is an example of how our attachment can be transferred. This is how our attachment can be transferred. If our attachment is transferred to the Lord's service, we progress. If our attachment is transferred to the Lord's service, we progress. Srila Rupa Goswami prayed to the Lord that he would be as naturally attracted to the Lord's service as young men and young women are naturally attracted to each other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited such attachment to the Lord when he jumped into the ocean or cried at night in separation. However, if our attachment is diverted to material things instead of to the Lord, we will fall down from the spiritual platform. Om Agni Shri Prabhupada says, first the translation, if Bharat Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj was the eldest son out of 100 sons of Lord Rishabhdev. There's a small little booklet I've written on Lord Rishabhdev, so we'll come back to that in a few minutes. Bharat Maharaj was the eldest son and he had spent about, in those years, we are talking of Satyug, like 100,000 years or more in family life. He was quite happy. He was doing his duty as a king and he was also developing his knowledge due to the excellent teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, his father. We'll refer a few minutes what he had learnt and what he practiced, because there was a deviation. And it is a deviation which ruins a person. So what happened was that Bharat Maharaj, and incidentally our country is named after the same Bharat Maharaj, Bharatvarsh we say, sometimes could not see the deer. See, what had happened was very simple. Maya is so powerful and so creative. Maya is so creative that even Krishna sometimes has expressed that I am surprised what Maya can create. The creator of Maya is Krishna. We are talking of Mahamaya. And also Yogmaya. Both are created by Krishna only. Sarva Karana Karanam. That's the definition. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Everything is created by Krishna. Everything, from beginning to end. But sometimes he himself expresses great surprise how Maya can create new situations. And we've all experienced that. Suddenly a new situation is created, which comes as the English say, bolt out of a blue. Means the sky. So here this deer was drinking water near the river, and suddenly the sound of a ferocious, I believe it was a lion, was heard, and this deer got naturally very scared, mother deer. Bharat Maharaj was right there at the shore of the river, and this deer jumped across to save herself and her child within the womb. But because that child was already in the final stages of pregnancy, dropped into the river. So the poor thing, the river was flowing, the child was flowing with the river, and Bharat Maharaj saw this. Now what happened was, instinctively, because he was a king for so long, he was conditioned to take care of his praja. Praja means those who are dependent on him. It's not only the men and the women, children who were his praja, but in those days the kings also considered every living entity in his kingdom to be supported or to be protected by the king. So, though he had renounced that position of a king, he had given up his throne to his son, yet because of his conditioning and not new conditioning of association of devotees, he went back to his old situation. This is what happens. A person who has all the good intentions, a good intention is not the solution. Good intentions are not any solution. Solution is association with pure devotees. I will read out what his own father had told him and all his other sons. Lord Rishabhdev said, "Oh my sons, you should accept a highly elevated Paramhans as a spiritually advanced spiritual master." He didn't do that. "In this way, you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." He didn't do that. "You should detest sense gratification and tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain." He didn't do that. "Which are like the seasonal changes of summer and winter." He didn't do that. "Try to realize the miserable condition of living entities." He didn't do that. "Who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems." He didn't do that. Whatever he had been taught by his illustrious father, who was a Supreme Personality of Godhead. You all know the story of Lord Rishabhdev. Lord Rishabhdev, right in the beginning it is stated that King Nabhi and Queen Meru Devi had prayed for thousands of years to Lord Vishnu and requested Lord Vishnu himself to be their son. Actually, they had prayed that there should be a son like you. And Lord Vishnu said, "Like me? I don't know if there's anybody like me. Then I better come myself." So it was Lord Vishnu himself who appeared as Rishabhdev. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu himself, was instructing his own sons, including of course the eldest son being Bharat Maharaj, he should have followed strictly as per that. However, he did do some good things, and therefore he recalled all those things later. But then two lifetimes were lost. This is what happens to many of us. We lose time when we forget what we are supposed to do, and we do things of our own whims and fancies. We never take for instance, Prabhupada himself came to this world, and there are so many proofs that Prabhupada himself, Lord Chaitanya says that in Bengali language, I am going to send my Mora Senapati. Mora Senapati means I am going to send my commander-in-chief. Prabhupada was the commander-in-chief of Lord Krishna himself. There is a proof when the owner, Lord Krishna is the owner of everything. Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Lord Krishna in the mood of Radharani. But he himself said that I am sending my commander-in-chief. What does it mean, commander-in-chief? Commander-in-chief commands, and we are to follow his command. We are his soldiers. So what Prabhupada said, we have to do. Not listen to what Prabhupada says and then do our own fancy thing which we want to do. Then there is not a proper recognition of a commander-in-chief. So Rishabh Bhagwan was like a commander-in-chief. He gave so many distinct, clear, understandable instructions which were not followed. And therefore, we see now that Bharat Maharaj, such a great elevated person, got into difficulty. What to speak of us? I have seen so many great people fall down. Why? Because A, they do not believe in their heart of hearts that 100% they should do what they are told. They say, yes, we appreciate, but little bit, I must also do my little thing. They don't believe 100% in God and His instructions. And that is why we've landed in this place. We've come to this place of, what is it called? In Bhagavad Gita, it is said by Lord Krishna himself, this is Dukhalayam Ashaswatam. Dukhalayam means Dukh, means difficulties. Dukh means displeasure. Dukh means miseries. But fortunately, it is Ashaswatam. It's temporary. It's not permanent. Somebody has problems with his health. Somebody has problems with his family, wife, or somebody has problem with his children, somebody has problem with his business, somebody has, just now there's a big problem between two brothers in the business world of India. There are so many problems. They're bound to be, because the atmosphere, supposing you go to a smoking compartment of a train, in America and in England, there are special smoking compartments in the train. Now, once you've got in the train, you got to stop till the next station comes. You are stuck there in that compartment. You can't go anywhere else unless it's a connected train where you can go from compartment to compartment. But if once it is a smoking compartment and the doors are locked, that's it. You have to enjoy the smoke and or suffer till the next station and you rush out. But that's what happens when you are not careful. When you are not careful and you don't plan your life carefully. Here, Bharat Maharaj had planned his life very carefully. He was very thorough. It's not that he was a fool. But at the last stage, just after he had renounced everything. So, that's a great thing that he had renounced. But the definition of bhakti, there is no question of renunciation in bhakti. It's not there. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Dasyam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, then Padasevanam, right? Padasevanam. So, here is the case where he went to a wrong place. Or rather, he did go to a neutral place. He didn't go to the right place. For instance, Padasevanam is best done where places like Govardhan, Because whenever we do parikrama of Govardhan, that is known as Padasevanam. You see? But he had gone to a place where most of the people today are all Mayavadis. That is the problem. So the atmosphere was a Mayavadi atmosphere. And Mayavadis, what do? Mayavadis, they do their own thing. They are not concerned with carrying out, executing the orders of the Lord or some greater Vaishnav than themselves. They think that they know everything. And that is what happens. Here what happened, this little baby deer which fell from the mother's womb into the river, he salvaged that deer. He kept on looking after that deer as if it's his own child. And he even forgot to do his regulative principle activities. He forgot to chant the holy name of the Lord. The five basic things he forgot. Which are the five basic things? One, to always remember the Lord, to chant the holy name of the Lord. He forgot. He forgot to read. His own father had told repeatedly that you must continuously read. There's a beautiful shloka in the Bhagavatam, which I think all of you should know by heart. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. The shloka says, by regular attendance in class, this is a very beautiful shloka. This is written 5,000 years ago by Vyasadev himself. By regularly attending in class on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, neither of which he did, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Now, people in business like us, we know what is irrevocable, because we open letters of credits which are irrevocable without recourse and confirmed letters of credit. What does it mean, irrevocable? Irrevocable means there is no power on earth which can reverse the process. It's irrevocable. So, the Bhagavatam, no less the Bhagavatam, which is an authority, which is none other than Krishna embodied in a book. When Krishna was leaving this world, Uddhava was so upset that Krishna, if you leave before me, then everything is a vacuum, nothing. Why should I continue to live here? I don't want to be on this earth. Krishna said, no, I am myself coming in the form of a book. Somewhat like the Sadarjis and the Sikhs believe Granth Sahib is the book form of the Lord. The Muslims believe Holy Quran is a book form of the Lord. The Christians believe the Holy Bible as the book form of the Lord. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is the book form of Lord Krishna. Because he himself says so. The author says so. That I incarnate as a book in Kali Yuga, in this age of quarrel and disturbance. And therefore, it is stated in the Bhagavatam that our Uddhav was so upset. So he said, no, don't worry. What you do is, you regularly attend to a Bhagavatam class. What Prabhupada has done? Before him, nobody had done this in the whole world. Srila Prabhupada made sure there was Bhagavatam class in every country of the world, in practically all major cities of the world. Anybody could attend the Bhagavatam classes, or at his own house, he can execute that, study Bhagavat, by rendering service to the pure devotee. If, for instance, your Guru Maharaj has left this world, you should thereafter execute pure devotional service to another pure devotee. The example has been set by Rupa Goswami. He accepted his own brother, Sanatan Goswami, because he was far away in Vrindavan from where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. So unless you do service, devotional service, and do bhakti, there is no solution. This was not being done by Bharat Maharaj, and therefore he had his difficulty. This is a great example for us. Why we study Bhagavatam? Because we see innumerable examples. And we have to pick up these examples and try to contemplate, think. Are we in that situation? Are we likely to get in that situation? Yes. We are likely to get into horrible situations. I'll give you another example. Akrur, such a great devotee who had personally seen the footsteps of Lord Krishna in the sands of Vrindavan, Ramanreti. He had fallen in love with that. Fine. He did devotional service by executing the order of Krishna. Fine. Later, in Dwarka, he fell into bad company. Now, there are three possibilities in this world. One, you have association of devotees. That is a perfect company. Two, you have no company, like Bharat Maharaj. There's nobody except a deer that came along. Three, you have bad company. So there are only three possibilities. So here are all three cases. Akrur got into bad company. And therefore, he started doing things, though after having had association of Krishna, Krishna calling him my senior, and still this bad company is terrible. It can ruin a person very quickly. Because that is Maya's method of testing us. And we must understand that Maya is far stronger than us, far bigger than us. We are too small. We are 1/10,000 of a tip of a hair. Cannot be measured even by an electron microscope. Because once I tried, there is an electron microscope at the university near in Gujarat. I asked them, can we measure 1/10,000 of a tip of a hair? Let's see what it looks like in an electron microscope. They tried. I paid for it. But we couldn't measure. Couldn't measure. It's too small. We don't have any instrument to measure a soul. A soul is not measurable. Then you may wonder whether there is a soul or not if you cannot measure a soul. The answer is yes, it is there. Because Prabhupada, today morning only I was listening to one Prabhupada's lesson, class. And he says that in geometry there is a point. And it is said that a line is a series of points. But the point has no dimension. That means the point is even smaller than a soul. The soul is defined as 1/10,000 of a tip of a hair. But the point is even supposed to be without any dimension. And yet the whole geometry is built up on the basis of a point and a line. And then we have a triangle, we have squares, rhombus, and so on and so forth. So the whole thing then leads to engineering. Then you have aeroplanes, you have so many other instruments, and so on and so forth. All built on what? Something you cannot see, perceive. So here is a case, scientifically speaking, where we have to understand that Maya is too powerful. We are too weak. Alright, then what's the solution? The solution is we get attached to the most powerful who is stronger than Maya. Somewhat like we have a bulb. Bulb by itself cannot give you light. But if that bulb is attached to a power station, then that bulb is giving you light. Isn't it? So we should not get detached. We should be attached. But we don't know what to get attached to. Here is Bharat Maharaj, such a great personality, getting attached to a baby deer. The most stupid thing to do, if you look back in hindsight. At that time it didn't appear to him that he thought he was doing such a nice service to this poor little deer. But actually there is a trick behind that. One must see how tricky Maya is. One should be a little more shrewd. Not accept everything on face value. Because we have to see by the eyes of the Shastra. You cannot see just what appears in front of you. Because we are conditioned souls. We get illusion. We have capacity to make mistakes. Isn't it? Our senses are imperfect. And therefore we have a propensity to cheat. And that's exactly what happened to Bharat Maharaj. It's not that we are belittling Bharat Maharaj. Because later on he becomes Jat Bharat. And he realizes his mistakes. We also, all thinking people realize mistakes. That's why you are in this room. Otherwise you wouldn't be in this room. Those who have not realized it will be in some bar or some club just now. The fact is you are here. The fact is you are here. And you are on a Bhagavatam class. And it is stated very clearly by Lord Krishna himself and no one else that all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed and loving service is established. Now what happens? What's the gain? Because usually they say no pain, no gain. So we have to go through a certain amount of pain to get that gain. But this is not painful. Initially it may appear to be difficult. It may appear that you are a brahmachari, you are devoid of all worldly benefits and so on. But you get other type of benefits which are far better and longer lasting than those which are short-lived. All of us have experienced benefits and pleasures, but they are short-lived. How is it that we can get permanent benefits? Because the soul is permanent. It cannot be destroyed. Therefore, it wants permanent benefits. At the moment, the soul is permanent and we are getting temporary benefits. Therefore, the soul is unhappy. There cannot be a happy soul in this world because we are in a jail. This is a place called Durga. Durga, she is the superintendent of jail. Durga means jail. And we've gone into a jail. Now, how can a person, jailbird, be happy? We are jailbirds. We have to get, and we will not be able to get out easily on our own strength. We can only get out of this by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya because he has given us the method, the key, chavi, how to get out of our jail. That is by chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In Kali Santar Upanishad, in no uncertain terms, it is stated that by chanting 3.5 crore times this Maha Mantra, holy name of the Lord, you can be totally free, liberated. Now, this Kali Santar Upanishad is not written by some conditioned soul. It is the Shastra which even Lord Chaitanya has propounded and broadcasted all over the world through the media of Prabhupada. And therefore, it is essential that we stick to this solution right to the bitter end. And I have seen time and time again that devotees have been in car accidents and to the last moment they have been chanting. There have been incidences like that. So glorious. Because then what happens is a very interesting thing. The Lord can modify his own rules. Just like if you have your own household and you have a rule in your house and nobody will eat lunch or dinner unless he has a bath. At least there is in my times in our old families, it used to be like that. Isn't it? That you can't have your lunch or your dinner unless you had a bath. That is either in the morning or in the evening. And you had to go to the little temple in your house and pray and then sit down for dinner. That was a tradition, sort of. But the same mother would serve the child if he had not had a bath and not gone to the temple. When? When the child is too sick to have a bath. Is a high temperature. She will force feed, actually. So, even if you have not finished the 3.5 crore rounds, it doesn't matter. Kali Santar Upanishad says, finish 3.5 crore rounds. But supposing you are dying in between, before finishing your 3.5 crore rounds, what happens? Lord Krishna says that, I will finish it for you. The Lord himself takes responsibility of his devotees. He is so kind. He says, if my devotee has fully surrendered unto me, what is that famous 18.66? Sarva dharma parityaga mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshasyami masucha. Just surrender unto me. He does not say finish those 3.5 crore rounds mentioned therein at the Kali Santar Upanishad. He doesn't say that. That's not a precondition. You have to do this of chanting the holy name of the Lord. But the Lord is very kind. He says, all right, even if you fail, never mind. I'll pass you. There are some schools like that. And the Lord's school is like that. He sees the intention of the person. Because your intention was right and unfortunately time was not on your side. And Lord says that I am time. Therefore, since He did not provide the time, He makes up for it. He takes care of His own devotee. He is too kind to us. But we should not take undue advantage of His kindness. See, there have been many instances where somebody has been working for someone. Like we work for the Lord, Lord Krishna. And we say, oh, Lord Krishna is there after all. He'll take care of us. That is one of the great offenses against the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So one should not unnecessarily stretch your relationship to an extent of taking undue advantage of a superior personality. So let us see, finally, because we've got limited time today, there is a very important marriage of one of our friends. So we would all like to go there. But the shloka, this one purport which I want to emphasize is this. However, this is the concluding line of Prabhupada. However, if our attachment is diverted to material things instead of the Lord, we will fall down from the spiritual platform. Now he is showing the exit route from the spiritual platform to the material platform. And that is only by getting attached, diverting our attachment to material things. So this, what happened is that this Bharat Maharaj started being very fond of that little baby deer. You would hold him to the chest, isn't it? Even if that baby deer would interfere in his puja, he didn't mind. The deer would eat away his flowers and eat away his tulsi, he didn't mind. See, that is stupid because after all an animal is an animal. He must realize that this is an animal. And animals, that is stated in one of the other shastras, animals have to be tied up. Animals have to be tied up. If you can't tie up an animal, don't get involved with that animal. For instance, a tiger, you can't tie him up. So better not get involved with him. But if an animal like a cow or a goat or whatever, here is a case of a deer, it has to be tied up outside. In one purport, Prabhupada has said that never, never allow an animal in your house. Never allow the animal in your room. The reason is very clear. Because sometimes that animal is an agent of Maya, is going to try and please you. I've seen dogs, little dogs. I had just few days ago, somebody presented a beautiful dog, Alsatian dog to us. Everybody got attached. I said, to hell with it, we have to get rid of it. I'm going to give a class on Bhagavatam on one hand. And I get, so all the family members were crying. Such a beautiful dog. I said, beautiful dog, but then that dog, you'll become a dog. Because that's what happened to Bharat Maharaj. You all want to become dogs. Then we'll have International Society for Dog Consciousness. That is not proper. We can't have that. So we gave it away. It was a beautiful dog. Very costly dog. 50,000 rupees dog. Chhodiye. So we have to do it. You see. Because this is the lesson we learned from Bhagavatam. All the children were crying for 3 days. One of them didn't eat even. So, what to do? What to do? We have to be a little tough sometimes. Because in fact, I was told that you are being too harsh, you are being too this. I said, fine, I am being harsh, alright. But that's part of the game. Prabhupada also used to sometimes say that if the brahmachari, for whatever reason, has committed certain offense, he may have to go at night without having any prasad, correct? That has happened, no? That has happened. So, it's part of the game. That's not the difficulty. But now, after 2 months, after I gave away the dog, it was a beautiful little thing, you know. It would get into everybody's lap. It would lick your people's mouth. I said, Baba, this is a horrible thing. We can't have such things. Because it is bound to have ticks. It's bound to have so many problems. And we might become a tick in our next life, attached to the dog. Then what happens? It will get worse. If we get attached to a dog, means you have to become a tick. So that is an insect inside the skin of the dog. Then what happens? You see? So attachment to an animal or attachment to anything of this nature is very disastrous. Yes, we have to be shrewd. We have to be intelligent. We have to see that our future is secure in every way. But our future is secured in this world most by associating with devotees, eating prasadam, having Krishna in our house as a small temple, by regularly reading Bhagavatam, because you are then associating with Krishna directly, chanting the holy name of the Lord. What else? So simple, nice procedure. I think everybody can do that, right? Is there anybody in this room who has difficulty in doing that? No. It has to be done. Because that is the only way. You may say that is too harsh. Maybe there are other ways. Okay, then show me another way, which is sanctioned by the Shastras. I don't mind any Shastra. I am talking to my friends in the Muslim world, in the Muslim religion. They also told me the same thing, that you have to do like this. If you talk to Christians, they also tell you the same thing. It's a universal phenomena that these five things have to be done, minimum five things. So whatever you are comfortable with, if you are a Christian, there is no question. There are sometimes when we preach abroad, there are Christians whom we preach to, and they are in the audience. Some of the mothers are still practicing Christianity, and the son has become a Hare Krishna devotee. And they are there, the Muslim, I was in Australia, and the mother was there. She was sitting on a chair with a frock and nice garments. So I realized that she is practicing Christianity because she had a big gold cross on her chest. So I said, we appreciate Lord Christ, we appreciate Christianity. We are not here to convert from this religion to that religion, because that is all temporary phenomena. What we want is a permanent solution to the problem. And you, as a mother, a good mother, should make sure that you also follow Lord Jesus Christ, and for heaven's sake, stop eating meat. So she was aghast. And then I started quoting from Holy Bible, "Thou shalt not kill." You see? So when we teach them that, they don't like it. That they say, no, 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 these are small animals, they don't matter. Then at the same time I said, why do you have society for not having cruelty to animals? On one hand, you are yourself becoming cruel by killing and eating their bodies. So this is the thing which is a contradiction. And Prabhupada used to point this out. So in that same way, we shouldn't fall in the same trap of being contradictory. We have to be consistent in our behavior. That is how Prabhupada used to train everyone. I think I'll have to stop here because we have to all proceed somewhere. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or any questions? In fact, I had prepared much more, but then we don't have much time today. Any comments or questions? Yeah. Prabhuji is asking, I had mentioned something about deviation. What was that? You see, this deviation is this, that supposing Prabhupada says that there is this Mahamantra. Then somebody comes to you and says, oh, Mahamantra is alright, but there is another Mahamantra also. Why don't you chant that? You see? And that happens in Vrindavan. When I had gone, they are chanting some other Mahamantra. Then I saw in Chaitanya Charitamrit, right in the book Adi Leela, first volume, Prabhupada specifically says that there are certain people who are chanting another quote-unquote so-called Mahamantra, which is not as per the Shastra, which is not as per what God Himself has given us. You know that? There is a mention in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know that so-called quote-unquote Mahamantra. Nithai Gaur, Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. People are chanting. Nithai Gaur, Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. But they are not authorized. That is not proper. So that's a deviation. There is Hare Krishna in it. In that, this one. But it is not as given. I'll explain. Supposing you have bought a new car take for instance any new car you have bought, then every car manufacturer gives you a book, maintenance manual, you see, owner's manual. And he specifically says there, use this type of oil for this purpose, this type of oil for that purpose. Engine oil, brake oil, etc., etc. And he gives a viscosity number also. He tells everything about the oil. Then you are supposed to use as per that book only. There may be another car manufacturer making some other car, which has some other viscosity number for the engine. But you should not mix up. Because mixing up means that you are spoiling your car. Similarly, this body is like a car. This body is like a vehicle. Who says? Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So he says for your soul and for your body, you need to do this. Because he is the creator. He is the manufacturer. We are not the manufacturer. So we should follow the instruction of the original manufacturer. Strictly. There should not be any change. Just like in the law. If you are dealing with some very great solicitor or lawyer, he will quote the Supreme Court judgment or some law word by word. He will himself read. And he will not allow any change. The judge also will not allow. See, because it may give a totally different twist or interpretation. Any other questions or any comments? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.